Chapter 1. Uncle Ralph.
I can understand a broken neck or a broken leg, but not a broken heart.
Mr. Ralph Nickleby closed the thick book that contained the names of all the people who owed him money. His money-lending business was doing well, he thought with a satisfied smile. Life had never been better. It was true that he had never married, he had no friends, and he was unpopular with his neighbours. But he did not care. People admired him because he was rich, and that was good enough for him. In his world, money was the only thing that mattered. While Mr. Nickleby was congratulating himself on his own success, there was a knock at the door. A tall, middle-aged man with strange, wild eyes walked into the room. It was Newman Noggs, Mr. Nickleby's clerk.
"What do you want, Newman?"
Mr. Nickleby said, annoyed by his interruption.
"I have a letter for you,"
the clerk replied, one eye looking at his employer, the other looking out of the window.
"Well, bring it here, man,"
Mr. Nickleby said impatiently. Newman took the letter carefully out of his badly fitting suit, carried it slowly across the room, and gave it to his employer. Mr. Nickleby read it quickly.
"My brother's dead," he said. "That was sudden."
He stood up, walked across to the window, and stared thoughtfully through its dirty glass into the smoke-blackened yard behind his house.
"Children alive?" Noggs asked.
"Unfortunately for me, yes," Mr. Nickleby said. "Both of them. And the mother, too. No money, and now they expect me to take care of them. They're all in London now, waiting for my help. What do I care about them? I never met them."
Noggs looked at his employer's back with a strange expression on his face. It was not exactly a smile, but it was not a look of sadness either. Nobody could ever understand the expressions on Newman Noggs's face.
"Get me my coat and gloves, Newman,"
Mr. Nickleby suddenly decided, turning away from the window.
"I have a visit to make."
Mr. Nickleby walked quickly to the Strand, one of the busiest streets in London. He knocked several times on the door of a small house and waited. The door was finally opened by a servant girl.
"Is Mrs. Nickleby at home?" he demanded.
"You mean Miss La Creevy?"
the girl replied.
"No, I mean Mrs. Nickleby."
"Show the gentleman up, Hannah,"
a voice called from inside the house.